你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
SBS 啱啱推出咗一辑最新嘅免费英语学习服务，可以帮助我哋呢啲身处喺海外嘅人士去学习英语。提高英语水平最好嘅方法就系每日去听同埋每日练习。英语学习 podcast 可以喺呢方面帮到你，令你有更好嘅沟通去认识新朋友，亦都可以为我哋创造更美好嘅生活。通过 SBS Learn English， 我哋可以了解更多澳洲嘅生活方式同文化，令我哋更加融入当地生活。
Learning English helps me to talk about my outdoor adventure.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, I'm TJ. On the weekend, I really enjoy going off the beaten track and exploring new places.Going off the beaten track means going to remote places where other people don't usually go. I just love bushwalking with my family. That is, walking outside in the great Australian bush. It's funny, isn't it? In many other countries, you might call natural areas forests. But in Australia, we normally say bushland instead. Even though there are often lots of trees and sometimes no bushes at all.Hiking or bushwalking, as we say in Australia, is a bit like going for a walk, but more exciting because it is walking in places like forests, mountains, or even by the sea. So if you're up for, meaning interested in, an exciting journey into nature, you are not alone. We'll be talking to the Executive Officer of Bushwalking Victoria, Michelle Olsen, later. But first, let's meet up with Alan and Claire.Alan and Claire are very excited too. They have just met at the trailhead. That is, they have just met at the starting point of a hiking trail or path. It's the place where hikers begin their journey into the bush. Let's hear what they are saying.
Oh, I'm totally pumped. I haven't been on this track before.
Likewise. Before we hit the trail, let's make sure we've got all our gear.
Yep, everything's in my backpack. Take a look.
All right, and could you please read what's written on that sign?
Let me check. We have the option to either take a loop trail or follow a point-to-point trail.
Oh, listening to Alan and Claire's giving me itchy feet. To have itchy feet is when you have the feeling that you just want to put on your shoes and set out for some exciting adventure. So let's get on with our learning adventure. Alan said...
Oh, I'm totally pumped. I haven't been on this track before.
If you are feeling pumped, you're super excited and ready for something cool to happen. Alan also said that he'd never been on this track before. A hiking or bushwalking track is a path you can walk on in the bush. Another word for track or path is trail. That's what Claire used when she said,
Before we hit the trail, let's make sure we've got all our gear.
To hit the trail means to get started on their journey. Claire then said,
Let's make sure we've got all our gear.
Gear here means the equipment, tools, and things you need for a specific activity. So for example, if you are hiking, your gear might include items like water bottles, hiking boots, hats, sunscreen, and anything else that helps you enjoy yourself and keep safe outdoors.When we're bushwalking, we usually carry our gear in our backpack.
Yep, everything's in my backpack. Take a look.
A backpack is a kind of bag with straps that go over your shoulders so that you can carry it on your back. And let me tell you, they can become really heavy. At least that's how it always goes with my backpack when it is my partner who packs our bushwalking gear. I'm sure he puts in extra just to slow me down.Oh, and I just remembered how embarrassed I felt when I first arrived in Australia, and my neighbor asked me if I had ever gone backpacking. I was embarrassed because I didn't know what going backpacking meant. However, now I know that in Australia, backpacking means traveling around cheaply. That is, without spending too much money. Let's go back to our dialogue. Alan also said,
"We have the option to either take a loop trail or follow a point-to-point trail."
These two options or choices are common types of trails. If you're in a loop trail, you follow a path that brings you back to your starting point. Essentially, you walk in a circle. But if you decide to hike a point-to-point track, you'll be walking from one place to a different ending point. Now, let's imagine that Claire has just come back from her camping trip, and she can't wait to tell Alan about it.
"It was absolutely wild. We pitched our tents near a lake and set up a campfire."
"Nice. Any epic hikes?"
"Oh, totally. We tackled this steep trail that led to a stunning waterfall."
"Was the weather okay?"
"The weather took a turn in the afternoon. We got completely drenched."
"Sounds like you embrace the true spirit of hiking, surviving whatever nature throws your way."
I can feel the excitement from Claire. Her experience is really filled with adventure and memories. But let's go back to our own learning expedition.
"We pitched our tents near a lake and set up a campfire."
When you sleep outdoors, you often use a tent. That is a little house made of fabric. To pitch a tent is to set it up so that it doesn't fall on you during the night, you hope. Alan asked Claire about the hike.
"Any epic hikes?"
When Alan said epic hikes, he meant hiking adventures that are particularly grand or impressive. They can be challenging, that is, very difficult, that can pass through stunning natural landscapes.
"Oh, totally. We tackled this steep trail that led to a beautiful waterfall."
We say totally when we agree enthusiastically. And you can use the phrase to tackle for anything that is difficult. Claire tackled a steep trail. She also might have tackled a long trail, or maybe tackled a dangerous trail. Claire also said,
"The weather took a turn in the afternoon. We got completely drenched."
If someone says the weather took a turn, it means that the weather changed suddenly. Claire said that it rained and they got drenched. Drench means thoroughly soaked or wet. The other day, I got drenched on my way to work because I forgot my umbrella, and I won't do that again.
Sounds like you embrace the true spirit of hiking, surviving whatever nature throws your way.
When someone says whatever nature throws your way, that person means dealing with whatever challenges or situations nature presents to you. It's commonly used to say someone that is being flexible and strong in the face of unexpected situations outdoors, hiking, camping, or exploring. And to give us some tips about how to enjoy and stay safe while bushwalking, we have Richelle Olsen, the Executive Director or Executive Officer of Bushwalking Victoria. Hi, Richelle. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad as well. Thank you for your time. When you do the bushwalking, what do you need to consider first?
So planning is really, really important, but don't get overwhelmed with planning. So the first thing I'll say is don't go alone. Always go with someone and let someone else know where you're going as well. If you're looking to find where to walk, Trail Hiking Australia is a wonderful website with lots of guides. They give you a guide as to how difficult a walk is. So you can go, okay, I feel like I'm a real beginner. I want to find beginner walks. So you want to find those rated as beginner walks. Pick destinations that might be fun for you. So waterfalls, bird watching, things like that. Think about things like the weather. So think about that and where you're going and what you're going to wear. Consider if it's summer and bushfires, have a think about that. And gear in case of emergencies, always take plenty of water. And I always have a snack stash in the bottom of my pack just in case the urge to snack comes along. And also a really good tip is know how to use your Google Maps and download your offline map.
Have you seen the program Great Australian Walks by SBS?
Yeah, and that's wonderful. I love how she showcases various walks. Recently, I think it may have been last week, the week before, she did part of the Goldfields track out near Castlemaine. And I've done that part, and it was so good to see that. But just showcasing the track, but all the things that you can use the track to go see as well. And it was just it's a really holistic experience of walking, and it's not just about walking and head down and just get it done. It's like experience the lot.
Thank you so much, Rochelle, for giving us your time, for giving us some more tips about staying safe and having fun while bushwalking. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, TJ.
Let's practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to hit the trail?
To hit the trail means to get started on a journey.
What is a loop trail?
A loop trail is a type of walking trail that starts and ends at the same point, forming a complete loop or circuit.
Let's repeat after Alan and Claire the phrases we can use when talking about bushwalking.
I'm going off the beaten track.
Before we hit the trail, let's make sure we've got all our gear.
Let's hike a loop trail.
Let's follow a point-to-point trail.
On our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish, you can find more phrases and practice your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. You can also find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm TJ. Thank you for learning English with me.
Learning English will change your life. You'll love learning with SBS Learn English.
Tan ho fun hang lao yin. Tik hat gan hip SBS din toi guang dong a timoke Facebook junior.